Okay, today's daf is Membeis. We're on the top of Membeis, top line. Here we go. Amar Rabbah, the machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim, if you could free half an eved, is b'sheshichrer chetio v'hiniach chetio, where you freed half and then you left half, you kept half. Aval shichrer chetio, but if you free half, umocher chetio, and then you sell the other half. Oh, nasam b'matana chetzio, or you give half away as a gift to your neighbor, that you free a half, and then you give the other half to the neighbor, or you sell them to the neighbor. Kivan de kanafik mine kule, since he leaves your property in all respects, divri hakol kana. Everybody would agree that he's half free. Yesterday there was a machlokas where some said he's not even half free. There's no such thing as half free unless you have two partners. However, what we just said, but if you free half and then sell the other half, everyone agrees it's half free. Everyone agrees to that. Says Rabba. That's what Rabba says here. Okay? Amalei Abaya. Abaya said, Ubakula lo pligi. What? They don't argue in a case where, right? Where you the eved completely leaves your rishus, which is what happens here. You free again. The whole daf is this case. You free half of him. You free half of him, and then so we had a machlokas yesterday. Does that even work? Can you even do such a thing? That was machlokas yesterday. Now Rabbah says, forget that machlokas. Everyone agrees if you free half and get rid of the other half somehow without freeing him, you sell him, you give him as a gift. Then he's for sure half free. Right? He's for sure half free. That's a Robinson.
It makes sense how you can be half free.
What?
Sure, it doesn't make sense how you can be half free. I only have to work half a day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you work one. We're going to get to that.
Tuesdays, Wednesdays.
We're going to get to that. The Gemara's going to ask a question. What if you injure your Eved? What if you injure half an Eved? So the Gemara, well, it depends what day you injured him. If it's a day when he's a free guy, then he's treating like a free person. If he's the day he's an Eved, then you treat him like an Eved. In which case, he gives the money to the master. We're going to ask that in a few minutes. So you can be such a thing as half free. So it says Rabbah, if it's a case where you free half, and then the other half you get rid of in some other way, everyone agrees he's half free. Okay? Make sense? You got the case? Says Abaya, Ubakuli lo pligi. What, in that case, they also don't argue? It's not true. Vatani, Chada. We learned in one brisa. Hakosev nechasav l'shnei avadav. If somebody writes all his nechasam to his two servants, kanu, they acquire it, umeshachrin zezeh, and then they free each other. V'tanya idach, and another brisa says, haomer kol nechasay nesunan l'ploni. Everything is given to ploni. Uploni, and everything is given to so-and-so and so-and-so. Reuven and Shimon, avadai, they are my avadim. But I'm giving everything to them. Af atzman lo kana. They don't even acquire themselves. Now, how do you reconcile those two prices? They're totally opposite. One says yes, and one says no. How do you make this work? Says Abaya, the only way to make these two prices make any sense, Amalei Abaya, my lav ha Rebbe, the first one is Rebbe, right, who held you can free half an eved. Right? So you freed one half and the other half, and then they free each other. Right? Right? Vaha, and the second one is the Rabbanan, who said, no such thing as freeing half an Eved, especially with a star. No such thing as freeing half an Eved. Therefore, nothing. You made a statement, my two Avadim are all getting everything I own. That doesn't work. So, didn't that make sense, says Abaya? So even in a case where you free one, and the other one is going to be freed some other way, by himself or whatever, from the other Eved, it still doesn't work.
He's not giving you an answer. Abaya is just explaining what the problems are.
Abaya says, Rabbah made a statement. Rabbah right, said, if you free half an Eved, and the other half you get rid of in some other way, he's half free. Says Abaya, the second Abaya said, didn't say that.
Correct.
So it's not true that it's universal.
Correct.
That's all. So the Gemara says, lo. Edved Rabbanan. No, both prices are the opinions of the Rabbanan. Ha, the first case is the Amar Kulo. The first case is where you said all of it. Ha, the Amar Chatzi Chatzi. And the second case is where you said half and half. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Well, I mean, sure.
Yeah, why is that?
She just called me and said, what happened with Doc this morning? And I said, I'm in it. He goes, oh, I'll be right there.
Okay, good. Hard to Omar. Hard to, where am I? Right. Right. Low eat low. It's not to say no. Eat the medium rabbanon. Both prices are rabbanon. Ha da amar kulo. Ha da amar chatzi chatzi. The first case was you said all. And the second case was you said chatzi chatzi. What does that mean? What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Ha da amar kulo. The kamaisa. The first case, kigon. Shekasav shnei shtaros. He gave two shtaros. Kid the parishis. Ubuchal echad. Kasav, you wrote, kol nechasai leploni avdi. I'm giving my eved everything. So what did you leave over? The answer is nothing. Umod rabbanon, dekivon dezechiyo lehem bevas achas. Since he gets acquired in one shot, the nafki kulu minei kanu. He acquires himself, he's acquired. Even everyone agrees that eved can be free. The whole hak was, you're free half an eved. So the rabbanon says no such thing as freeing half an eved. So it seemed like, these two braises are contradictory, and therefore they're two different people, right? Again, and Rabbi made a funny statement. If you free half the Evan and get rid of half of him some other way, like giving him as a gift, it works. Everyone would agree to that. Says Abaye, then how do you explain these two braises?
Sorry about
that. How do you explain these two braises? Right? So the first braise is not a case of half.
Right.
Not at all. Says Rashi continues, Ubebraisa de Amar Chatzi Chatzi, and the second Braisa was talking about a case of Chatzi Chatzi. What does that mean? Bishtar ha'echad kasav, with one shtar you wrote, Chatzi nechasai lecha, v'chein b'sheni lechaveiro. Half my possessions are to you, and half are to you, in one document. Lefikach lo kanu. Therefore, that doesn't work. Half, the guy's half free and half not free. He wasn't freed some other way. He's not half, he's only half free. Rabbanan held, no such thing as half free. For sure, if you give half to one, half to the other, for sure not. Okay, I'm going to read all that. Okay, you hear the Gemara's answer? You hear Rava's answer? Rava says, no, has nothing to do with what you said. The reason why these two braises are not an issue, they're not a kash on me. I made a statement. If you free half your Evan and you get rid of half of him some other way, he becomes half free. Everyone agrees to that. Two braises seem to contradict, they're not contradicting at all. The first braise was he totally free, and the second braise was he was only half free, and that doesn't work. That's one answer, like five answers to this question. Before we give a second answer, 1 second. V'hamadikani seifa, but it said in the seifa of the second brisa. Well, how did we answer the second brisa? The answer to the second brisa was, you gave the vadim chatzi chatzi. You only freed half the eved, and the rabbanon hold that doesn't work. There's no such thing. So v'hamadikani seifa, it says in the seifa of the second brisa, v'emamar chatzi chatzi lo kanu. And if you do it half and half, it doesn't work. Michlal, gesund. Obviously, the ratio, the amar kulo. The ratio must be a case where you free them totally, right? You understand what we just asked? We answered, said the second brice is talking about a case of chatzi chatzi, but the second brice itself has a sefer, and in the sefer it says chatzi chatzi. Second, the ratio be chatzi chatzi. Doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara answers. No. Michlal, the Reisha d'Amar Kulo. Obviously, the Reisha is talking about where you free the Eved totally, and that's a kasha now. So the Gemara says, no, Pirusha Kamafaresh. The second part of the Braisa is explaining the first part. Af Atzmon Lo Kano. Even themselves they don't acquire. Kate said, what's the case? Kigon d'Amar Chatzi Chatzi. Where they said Chatzi Chatzi. By the way, Hachinami Mistabra. That makes a lot of sense. Because if the first Reisha is talking about where you're free in Eved totally, and what's the halacha? He's not free. Why is he not free? He's not free because you freed him, you freed half of him, and the other half you gave to the other Eved, and we say it doesn't work. So hashta amar kul okanu amar chati chati mibaya. So 1 second, if you free all of them, it doesn't work. So how can chati chati work? The Gemara says na'imi shemha lo iria. That's not a raya. Why?
Is it a better question though? Half and half is much more complicated.
Correct. So that's so the Gemara says that's not a raya, that the ratio,
but it is true.
The ratio is talking about chatzi chatzi, but that's not a raya. Why not? Because Tana Sefer like Luye Ratio. It could be the Sefer, it sheds light on the ratio. Shlo Tama, don't say ratio dharma chatzi chatzi. The ratio is talking about chatzi chatzi, avalama kulu kanu. But if you do all of it, it would work. Tani Sefer dharma chatzi chatzi, michlal, Tani Sefer. The Amar Chatzi Chatzi, Michlal Duration, the Amar Kulu, Afilu Hachi, Lokano. Don't say all that. Don't say that the Sefer sheds light on the ratio. It's not true. The Sefer is explaining the ratio. Okay. That was another answer. Vibay Sema, another answer. Lokasha. It's not a kasha between the two prices. Khan, when doesn't it work? Bishtar Echad, in one document. Khan, when does it work? Bishtay Sharos, with two documents. Bishtar Echad, my area, Chatzi Chatzi. So 1 second, if it's one document, then why do you have to pick a funny case of Chatzi Chatzi? Just give a regular case. Afilo Amar Kulu Nami Lokani. Even if you said the whole thing, it wouldn't work. So the Gemara says, Hachi Nami Ka Amar. That's what I meant to say. Af Atmo Lokana. He wouldn't even acquire himself. Bemedav Amurim, when is that? Bishtar Echad, with one star. Aval Bishtay Staros Kanu. But with two, he would. Vim Amar Chatzi Chatzi. And if he said Chatzi Chatzi, Afilo Bishtay Staros Nami Lokani. Even two staros wouldn't work. That's another answer. How to explain the two prices. Talk about the same thing. One's one star and one's not two different people. One's one star and one's two stars. Vibay Sema, give another third answer. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha, kakan, when we say it worked, was babasachas. When you gave both of them at the same time. Kan, when doesn't it work? Bze achar ze, one after the other. Which means, I give you a star and I free you. Then I give him a star and I free him. That doesn't work. It says to go, 1 second. When I bishloma basra lo kani, I understand Eved number two doesn't become free. I understand that. The havi kani le kama. Because the first Eved got everything. Everything was given to the first Eved. So he owns the second Eved. Right? Elakama likni navshayav laknik al chavre. Why can't the first Eved get freed, which he's supposed to do, and then free the second Eved? Elamachvarza kishanina meikara. So okay, that answer's not a good answer. That can't be an answer. Ravashi Amar, another answer, Shiny Hassam, it's different over there. The second case, where we said it doesn't work, is Dekakari Le Avodai, because he called them my Avodim. What did he say? My two, Reuben and Shimon, Ploni and Ploni, Avodai, I'm freeing them. By the fact that he called them Avodim, he's obviously not freeing them. But what's he calling them Avodim for?
So
Amalei, Raf from Lorvashi. No, Vidilma Avodim Shayu Kvar. It means my people that used to be Avodim, my old Avodim, right? Because Milo Tanan, didn't we learn Hakosif Kol Nachasav La Avodav? If somebody writes to his Eved, I'm giving you everything, right? That's a lecheres. It works. The guy goes free. If a master says to his Eved, you know, I really like you. I'm on my deathbed. I'm giving you everything I own. So what's that, what's his Eved? Not only does he own everything, he even got freed. Because you can't own anything unless you're free, so it's all one fell swoop. But he called him Zevet.
Correct.
Right? Then we're just going to continue that, Brisa, because for completeness sake, Shiar Karka Kol Shehu, if he leaves over one piece of land, Lo Yatzel L'Cheiris, he doesn't go free. Not 100% sure why he doesn't go free. What? Reb Shimon Omer, no, L'Olam Hu Ben Chor, he does go free. I'm leaving over one piece of land, then why doesn't he go free? Because we don't know which piece of land it is. So what? But Rav Shimon does say that Achiyomar kol nechasai nesun leploni avdi chutz mi eched mi ribui shebehen. I'm leaving over 1,000, 1/10,000 of what I own. Then the Eved doesn't go free because maybe he meant him, but Eved's not karka. So that's a little detail machlokas within this halacha.
So how does he acquire it if he's not free yet either?
Exactly. No, so he's saying what happens at one shot. But
correct,
the point is, I'm giving you everything, but I'm leaving over one thing. What are you leaving over? Me?
Shimon changed it from Karka.
Yeah,
exactly. That makes sense. Because I'm giving you everything, but I'm leaving over one house. I own 10 houses. I'm leaving over one. So which one? We don't know. But at least he's free himself. That is free. So which one does he not own? I don't know. Why? So it says, but if he says, I'm leaving over everything except for one item. One item, Maybe that's me. Then he doesn't go free.
That's the story. Where the father leaves, you know, the son everything. Yeah. It leaves the Eved everything. He tells the son he can pick one thing.
Right.
So he picks the Eved.
Exactly.
He owns everything. Then he
Exactly. So the point is, we just don't know.
Well,
the point of all this is that he's calling his Eved his Eved, and he's still acquiring everything. So that's not a raya.
I understand what you said about Shimon.
How do you understand the other?
No. I understand what you said. So why are we saying that it's actually the Eved he's talking about? Why not a part of the Eved?
It could, and the Khanami. So that he's not, so that's why he's not free.
You're not arguing that.
He's not free. It could be a part. It's 100%. But the point is that he called him his Eved.
Right.
And if not for this technicality, it would work. So what do you see? He didn't mean my Eved that I'm not freeing you. He meant my guy, he used to be the Eved. Right? Yeah. Where am I? Time Badamar Khutz Mechad Mibui Shaban. The reason why he said, you know, the reason why he doesn't go free is because he left over 110,000. We don't know where it is. We don't know where it is. So he's not free. Ella, Amar Hachi Kani, right? Amai, Vo Evid Kakari Le. Well, how could he become free? He called him his Evid. Ella, that's not an answer. Avadai Shahayu Kfar. It means my previous Evid. Hachanami Avadai Shahayu Kfar. It means my previous Evid. Right?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, now listen to this. Nag choshar. Let's say an ox kills the Eved. Now, what happens if an ox kills an Eved? If an ox kills an Eved, you pay the master 30 shekel. It doesn't matter if this Eved was an Olympic gold medalist. It doesn't matter if he's 100 years old. Right? You pay him 30 shekel. Right? What happens if the ox kills a regular person? Ox kills a Jew. Then you pay the kofar to the family. Okay? That's what happens if an ox, right? So now here, Nag Choshar. The ox kills a guy who's half free. Okay? The ox kills a guy who's half free. Right? Now, we learned in the Mishnah yesterday, there's no such thing as being half free. You can't be half free. Because the will force the other master to free you.
You force him, but there's still that time until he is free.
So that's, but look what Tosfos says. Tosfos says in the last Tosfos on the page, in the third line, which is umihu nafkamina af lemishna achrona. This could even come up in our world where the mishnah achrona said you have to free the Eved. It could still come up. This case, how could it be? Kigon b'shel yisomim ketanim. If the eved belongs to yisomim ketanim, delav bnei kfiyaninu, and they can't be forced. See, this guy's stuck now till the kid comes 13. The kids are stuck. Inami or chetz yeshivcha v'chetz yebas chorin, she's a woman. V'lo nahu guba minak hefker, and no one's violating her because she has no. She's alone. She's not married. She can't get married. So she's a free bait, right? But no one's doing that to her. She's not so attractive. So they leave her alone. So then she gets killed. So then you don't have to free her. What possessed Tosas to give these crazy things, right? Why couldn't Tosas say what Chia said? That the Eved's on vacation, the master's on vacation, and when he gets back in 2 days, then he's going to free the Eved. Right? It's in between time, which is what the Rambam says that. Why did Tosas give such funny things why he's not fully free? Right? Because it's Ketanim, or it's a female. Just say, the master didn't do it yet. Right? They told one partner freedom. They called the other partner, by the way, you have to free the Eved because your partner freed the other half. All right, I'll be there tomorrow. Right, and that day the guy gets in an accident. He gets killed by a shark. It's such a simple case. The Tosfos gives crazy things. I don't know. Right. Anyway, what's the halacha now? So is this guy what? Right. So there's different halachas. Again, if he's an eved, you pay 30 shekel to the master, and if he's free, you pay kofar. The owner of the ox pays kofar to the family. Right. The guy died.
So if you guess the answer, it depends.
It depends. Right. So.
You've been learning long enough.
Nag chushar. Yom shel rabo le rabo. If it's a day when he works for the master, he gives the money to the master. Yom shel atzmo la atzmo. If it's his own free day, then it goes to him, meaning his family. Ela me'atas. If that's the halacha, so say the same thing by marriage. Yom shel rabo yisa shivcha. On a day when he worked for the master, let him marry a shivcha. And yom shel atzmo yisa bas chorin. And when he's free, let him have a wife. So the Gemara answers, no, isurin lo kamrinin. No, we don't say that by isurin. Why not? Oh, by Yisurin we don't say that. Why not? But we don't. But by payment to for an ox hurting you, then we will say it. Right?
Money's always different.
What? Correct. Toshma, 1 second. Let's learn like this.
Maybe in the case of Chalukim, you hit him. It's because Bezdin can take away the Mammon, not the Isser.
Right. Right. So it's only money. It's only money. So money, we have we're much more in charge. To say that on Mondays he's married to this woman and on Tuesdays he's married to that woman, that's a funny thing to say.
Because Bezdin can take away half of the Eved from the second master, but they can't put the Isser.
I hear. Oh, okay.
And here there are no choices according to Tosis. That's different. That's why the Tosis didn't say our case.
Interesting. Okay, good. Probably very, very good. Okay, good. Shkoyach. Okay, so let's try to bring a riot in this case. Toshma. Misha chatzi ever chatzi ben chorin. If someone's half and half. Sorry, Hamas. Misha chatzi, you kill somebody who's half and half. Who kills him? So Rashi says Shara Muad. A Shara Muad kills a guy, right? The Gabi Eved, no, saying Shalashim Shekel. Right, if it's an Eved, you give 30 Shekel Knas. A few Eino Shava Dinar, even if it's not worth 2 cents. No, saying Shalashim Sela. You give 30 Sela, Gizun, to the master. The Gabi Ben Chorin, no, saying Kofar. Right, if he's a free person, a regular guy, you pay kofar. That's the halacha, right? So no say. Listen to this case. So you kill an eved. The ox kills an eved who's half and half. So no say chatzi knas l'rabo. You give half the knas to the master. That's 15 shekel. The chatzi kofar liyarshav, and you give half the kofar to the family of the eved because he's half free, right? Says the Gemara, Amai. Why is that the case? Hachanami, let's say the same thing. Lema, Yom Shal Rabo, what day was he killed? Yom Shal Rabo, the Rabo. Yom Shal Atmo, the Atmo. Right? So why are you doing that? Right?
So far, so good.
Right? So, Shiny Hacha, now here it's different. Why is it different? In the first case, we started the question was that he an ox gored somebody, but he didn't die. Right? Nag Choshar. Right? Now, the second case, we had a question. What do you do? So the Gemara said, well, whatever day it happened. Right? Now, the second case was, he killed the Shar. The Shar killed the guy. Now, what do we say? Oh, half and half. So the Gemara asked, why don't we say the same thing? Say what day of the week it happened. Say what day of the week it happened. Why are you paying half and half? Have it on a Monday. If it happened on a master day, you pay 30 shekel. If it happened on a free day, you pay a kofar. Are you paying half and half? Right? That's the Gemara's question. That was what we did. We paid. That's what we said when it was a damage without death. Right? He bumped into him. He hurt his leg. Okay, so what day was it? What day was it? Who gets the money? So the Gemara says, Shiny Hacha. No, here it's different. The Kakalia Karna. Because he died. So there's no Karen. There's no recovery. He's not going to get better. He's not going to work anymore. He's dead. So he's dead. That's what it means. Karen means the Karen. There's no Karen. He's not going to get better and be back to work and back to running his life. No, he's dead.
You damage both halves.
You damage both halves. There's nothing to recover. So therefore, you have to pay half and half. Right? Because he's not, well, it depends on the day of the week it happened. No, he's not coming back to me. Let's say it happened on a free day. The man's like, he's not coming back to me tomorrow.
1 second. He
did.
Even if it did happen with an injury.
Yeah.
And he can't come back to work tomorrow anyway. What do you do?
The Gemara's going to ask that question in a second.
Same thing.
Right, it's the same thing. But yet, you hear the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer was, but he's not coming back. So since he's not coming back, he damaged both his. He damaged the master, and he damaged the family. Correct. He's dead. That's why you pay half and half. Doesn't matter what day of the week it happened. So the Gemara says, "Ve'ela hechi dami de lo kol akarnia." How does it ever not happen? Mati's question. How does it ever not happen? Right? Kigon sheko al yado. Let's say the ox hits him on the arm. Right? V'tamtzi yado, and he hurt his arm. V'sofal achzar. He'll come back eventually. Right? He'll come back eventually. So now, Hani Chalabaya the Amar Nosin Lo Sheves Gadol V'Sheves Kitana Shapir. You make two payments according to Abaya. Therefore, that makes sense. In other words, look. We could do the Rashi. The Rashi of noting lo shevetz gadol v'shevetz ketana. Abaya has a shita in Masechtas Bava Kama about the following. Shevetz gedola, what's shevetz gedola? What's shevetz, by the way? Shevetz is lost wages.
Lost wages.
Right? So shevetz gedola, hein pechas damav limachar achshav b'shuk v'hu nezek. Okay, now that he hurt his arm, he can't work. How do we evaluate that damage? Right? That's one thing. Ulahachi kari le shevetz shepichas damav shal achshav. And that's why we call it that. Eino ela mishum sheves. He can't work. She'eino roi lasos malacha b'shtei yadav. He can't work with both hands. Ad shetzvan shetach liyadav. Until he gets better. Right? Ela l'shamer kishu in yehei roi. But he could sit and watch the grass grow. That he could do. Right? Put him in a booth by the toll and let him sit there in the easy pass. He doesn't do anything. That he could do. He could do that. Right? He's not totally incapacitated. He can do something, right? It's just not what he did with a big hotshot lawyer. Now he can't do that anymore. What can he do? He can sit and watch the grass grow. He can do something, right? El shomer kishuin yehiroi lacha shiakal mimenu kav hamaka ksas. When it gets a little... Okay, so right now he's in the hospital. He can't do anything. In another few days, he'll be able to watch the grass grow. In a few months, he'll be able to go back to his job. So... The amount of lost wages is not as 100% as you thought. Because he can do something. That's how Abaya says all this.
Yeah, but they figure that in. That's part of the chesh.
V'sheves kitana, hainu ki'ilu hu shomer kishuin. It's as if he's going to watch the grass grow. Shenosin lo kol yimei chalav, sheyishka b'mita machmas cholizeh, she'eni yachal l'shomer kishuin. You pay him out, he can't even do that. He's so incapacitated, he's so damaged, he mamash just sit in bed, watch TV. He mamash nothing he can do. Right? Nothing he can do. The guy can't even watch the grass grow. That's how much you damaged him. So it's two separate cheshbonos. So says Abaya, that all makes sense. Ela l'Rava, but according to Rava, the Amar eino nosin lo ela shifto shebechol yom v'yom, Rava has a different pshat. Rava says every day you make a new evaluation. What's this guy, what about today? What's his story today? So then it depends what day of the week it is.
Right?
So according to Rava, look at the next Rashi. Sheves, we're skipping on Rashi. Then we said, Sheves shel yom v'yom. In kan p'chaz damim, there might not even be a decrease in money. Ho'ol v'sofo lachzar. He's going back to work. El l'fi sheves shel kol yom v'yom yitin lo. Every day you got to make a new cheshbon. Kol yimei nefiloso l'mita yitin tzchar adam shalem l'fi shemalacha shaya ragel ba. Right? So he couldn't, he's the guy who works in the, I don't know what he does. He works in some office. So he can't work in the office. He's too hurt. Okay, so he's home. I pay him. But now he can work in a half an office. So maybe he can work from home a little bit, right? The Shiamod, V.A. Royal, the Shomer Kishuin, and when he's good enough to watch the grass grow, Yishmer Kishuin, make him watch the grass grow, V'zayitin lo p'chas haschar. So they're not really arguing so much. They're just arguing about how you evaluate it every day. But according to Rava, if you evaluate it every day, then it makes perfect sense to say that every day... So then according to Abaya, who says you don't evaluate it every day, it makes perfect sense to say that it's also a case of kala karna, even if he's damaged. Why? Because Lamaisa, he's not working for anybody. But if you say by Rava, every day is a new vart, so then every day I have to make a new evaluation.
Yeah.
So what do you mean? So then why should it matter what day of the week it happened?
Yeah, because if he's getting better and he can work one day, and that day happens to turn into the other guy's day,
right?
The answer is yes.
Right. So fair. But the problem is, hi sharhu. This was an ox. Vishar enu mashalim ela nezek. A shar doesn't pay sheves.
That's a different problem.
According to Abaya, it does, but according to Rava, it doesn't. So how's Rava going to explain the case? Okay, so you have to change the case and say it was a person that hit him and not an animal. Or memrehu. It's a memre, l'rava, lo sfirle. What are you bringing me? You're bringing me that someone else said something? So Rava can argue on that. And they can argue on Rava. It's just a memre. It's not a mishnah. That Rava can argue on a mishnah. It's just a memre. All right, so Rava doesn't... I don't hold from Rava. I don't have to hold from Rava. I can hold like a baya. Okay. Next. Ibai lehu. This is a funny question also. Mu'ukav get shechvar. Let's say I freed my Eved, or maybe I told him I'm freeing him, but I didn't give him the get yet. I didn't have a chance to give him the get. So yesh lo knas or ain lo knas? Does he have a knas or not? Do I pay him the knas or not? Well, kesef shloshim shkolim yitin la adonav. It says he gives 30 shekel to the adon, right? Amar rachmana v'hai lav adonhu. And he's not an adon. Right? Oh, dilma, or maybe. Well, kivan de mechusar get shichrur. You didn't get to get shichrur yet. Adon karina bay. You call him an adon. Which, what's the story? So, Toshma, what exactly is this question here? Is he free or not? No, so he didn't get to get shichrur. So, okay.
He's told me he hasn't gotten the get yet.
Right. So, Toshma, heim is mi shechetu ever shechetu ben chorin. If you kill a guy who's half and half, no sin cheti knas l'rabbo v'cheti kofa l'yarshav. You pay half and half. My lab, isn't that talking about Mishnah Achrona? After Beish Hillel agree with Beish Shammai, right? And what do you see from here? That as long as the get wasn't written, right? It gets split up. So the Gemara says, lo, Mishnah Rishona. No, it's the Mishnah Rishona. Therefore what? Therefore what if it's the Mishnah Rishona? That you don't have to force him. You don't have to, Beish Hillel, you don't have to force him to free him. So the whole kasha is not a kasha. Now, Toshma, next question. Ready? So we know that if a master knocks out the tooth or the eye of an Eved, he goes out free. Does he have to pay him? No. He goes out free. I knock out your tooth, you go free. I knock out your eye, you go free. What if he knocked out both? Says the Gemara, Toshma, let's do the following. Hippolashino, you knock out his tooth. So right now he's a free man. Then Vesima is Eno. 2 minutes later, you poke out his eye. So when you poked out his eye, he was already free. Now he's like a free person. You treat him like a free person. Go to Beis Din and evaluate. I don't have it anymore. He's a free man. So Yotze Bishinov, but when you knocked out his tooth, he went out free. Veno Saint Deme Eno. And they have to pay him for the eye. Now where's the get shichur? That's the Gemara's question. Where's the get shichur? Now V'i Amrit Yesh Lo Knas V'Knas L'Rabo. Now if you say that it's half and half, Hashta, chevli be'achrini, yavle l'rabbe. If someone else hurt this guy, you pay the master. So chevli be'rabbe, gufe, yavle l'dide. But if the master hurts him, he pays the master, he pays the eved himself? That doesn't make any sense. Dilma, kamandamer, eno tzarach. The only way this makes sense is if you hold that when you knock out a tooth of an eved, he doesn't even get shikr. What did he get shikr for? So therefore, you knocked out his tooth, he goes free, don't get shikr. Now you knock out his eye, you have to pay him like a regular person. Ah, he's looking at shikur, so maybe he's still my Eved? No, we don't say that.
That does not answer the question before.
What?
That does not answer the question before.
What was the question? The question was, what does he need to get shikur?
The question was with the verbal.
Right. So now the question is, does he extend that to a case where you poke out his eye?
Yeah, but it's a different case.
Right. So in this case, you don't need to get shikur. The Tanya, Bakul and Eved Yotze Behen L'Cheiris, in all the cases he goes out free, V'tzarech Get Shichur Me Rabo, Divir Rebbe Yishmol. Remeir Omer Eino Tzarech. We're talking about a case where he poke out his eye, or his tooth. Rebbe Lazar Omer Tzarech. Rebbe Tarfan Omer Eino Tzarech. Rebbe Kiva Omer Tzarech. Hamachrin Lefnei Chachamim, those that are machrin from the Chachamim, Omrim, Nirin Divir Rebbe Tarfan, B'Shein V'Ayin. I think Rebbe Tarfan's right by Shein V'Ayin. Hovel V'Torah Zachsalo, because the Torah said that. And Rebbe Kiva is right by the other Evarim. Howil the Knas Chachamimu. It's a Knas Chachamim. Right, there are 24 Evarim that he goes out. So what do you mean? What do you mean that it's a Knas of the Chachamim? Now, the Torah only mentions Shein V'Ayin. What about the other 22? So they're derived from different members, right? So the Gemara says Knas Hakroy Kardashin. It's a puzzle. So Gemara says, "Yeah, Eleima, how of the Umidrash Chachamim who? You're right. The Shein V'Ayin are Beferish. That you don't need to get shikur for that. The rest of them, how do you know them? They're drushos. Not everyone knew what they were. Not everyone was so sure about them. Well, who are? Why is he free? Why is he free? Because you chopped off his pinky. Who made up that rule? Doesn't say that in the Torah. Yeah, but the rabbi, you know how people are. So for that, you need to get shikur." Right? Shein V'Ayin, you don't. But for that, you need to get Shechur. Right? So Tosfos, look at the Tosfos of Hoel. He says something fascinating. He says, Omer Ben Otam, Chayshinan, Shema Yimtze Enu Bashuk. You're going to bump into him in the street. V'Yomer, you're going to say, Avdieta, you're my Eved. Right? Aval, B'Shein V'Ayin, Lo Chayshinan, Dezil Karibay Ravu. No one's going to say that because everybody knows the Torah. What do you mean, you're Eved? You poked his eye. Look at the guy's wearing a patch. Right? That's what we're afraid of. You're going to walk down the street, you see he's missing his pinky, half a pinky. Hey, you're my Eved, what are you doing free? So what are you talking about? You've been talking about my pinky. Ah, come on, there's no rule like that. Ask anybody. Nobody knows that. Ask anybody. They'll tell you you're my Eved still. If I shame by you, no one's going to say that. So therefore, but the other ones, you need to get shechor. Okay. We'll stop here. You know, we have a little more to catch up. Not sure. All right, we'll stop here. Should we do another minute? All right, we'll do another minute. Yibay lehu. Mugim get shechor ochel, but chum arena ochel. What if the guy is missing a get shechor? What if he's missing a get shechor? So can he eat truma? We know that an Eved Kenani is allowed to eat truma. He's a Kenyan kaspo of a master. He's not a Kohen. He's not even half a Jew. But he's allowed to eat truma.
He's in the household.
He's in the household. So now what happened was, you told him you're freeing him or you freed him, but you didn't even give him a get shechor yet. So is he free? Can he eat truma still or not? So, Kenyan kaspo or Rahman of a high love Kenyan kaspo, who no longer belongs to you. You freed him. Oh, Dilma, given the mechusar get shechwer, Kenyan kaspo Karina Bay. You didn't give him a get shechwer. He's still considered your eved, right? So Tashma, Dharma from Masharsha, Kohet. Listen to this. Kohenes shenes arev vlada bivlad shifchasa. If a mother and the shifcha, the babies get mixed up, so one's a kohen and one's an eved, and we don't. But they can both eat truma for two totally different reasons. They can both eat truma, right? But one's an eved and one's not. But we don't know which one. They can both eat truma, but v'chol kin chelik echad al agorin. But they can only come to the silo to get one portion. There's a whole thing about evada not coming to the silo, so they can only get one portion. But they can both eat. Higdilu, when they grow up, hataruvos mishachrin ze'ezeh. They free each other. If I'm the eved, if I'm the kohen, I'm freeing you. And the other one says, if I'm the kohen, I'm freeing you. So that right? Yeah. Now, all he needed was a get shechur, right? All he needed was a get shechur, and nevertheless, he was eating truma his whole life. So what do you see? That you don't, that if you don't have a get shechur, you're still allowed to eat truma. Says the Gemara, Hachi Hashta, what are you talking about? Hasam, over there, Im Yavo Eliyahu, V'amar B'chad Minayhu, the Eved Hu, Kinyan Kasmo Karina Bey. If Eliyahu would come and say, okay, that's the Eved baby, and that's the Kohen baby, then there's no suffik, right? Then there's no suffik. The only reason why we did this shtick is because we have a suffik. We don't want these boys to grow up their whole lives not knowing what they are, so we made them free each other, right? Me suffik. Now, what happens to one of them that's a Kohen? He probably can't eat truma anymore because it's a suffik. I don't know. Anyway, hacha, lav kinyan kaspo uklal. Here, he's not kinyan kaspo at all. Why not? Because you freed him. The question is, can you still eat truma? You didn't give him the get yet. That has nothing to do with the case of two boys that got mixed up. Nothing to do with that. Good? All right. We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a great day.
Yeah.